You're not a bad person. You're a terrific person. You're my favorite person. But every once in a while, you can be a real cunt.
Jim Morrison a long time ago.
On her period, I got a girl, she is so right. felt like this. For once I'm lost for words. Your smile has really thrown me. This is not like me at all. I never thought I'd know the kind of love you've shown me. Now, no matter where I am, no matter what I do, I see your face appearing like an unexpected song, an unexpected song that only we are hearing. I don't know what's going on, can't work it out at all. Whatever made you choose me, I just can't believe my eyes. You look at me as though you couldn't bear to lose me. Song that only we are hearing. I have never felt like this. For once I'm lost for words. Your smile has really thrown me. This is not like me at all. I never thought I'd know the kind of love you've shown me. Now, no matter where I am, no matter what I do, I see your face appearing like an unexpected song, an unexpected song that only we are hearing.
understand it. I was a size 6 before aerobics class. All that jumping must have expanded my foot.
And I see you must have fallen on your butt a time or two.
How dare you say that to my face?
Well, I'd say it behind your back, but my car's only got half a tank of gas.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Boys, it's been a terrible mistake. Howie is going to say something to you, aren't you, Howie? I'm going to get you out of this as quickly as possible. Howie, now say, come on now, say your little
thing. I'm sorry I took the money.
That's it.
I'm sorry I took the money. I'm sorry!
That's enough, Howie. That's enough, dear.
I'm awfully sorry.
That's fine. Now, boys, all the money is here. Come along, Howie. I just want to apologize to you again and tell you how sorry I am about the mistake. And just if there's anything at all I can do for you, please don't hesitate to ask. Come along, Howie.
It's time
for your lobotomy.
I'm not sorry I took the money.
Thank you. blackened hair. No joy would flicker in her eyes. Brooding sadness came to her
With me now, ladies and gentlemen, the immortal Hulk Hogan. And in his corner announced just a few days ago, the big boss man. Here we go, Hulkster.
You know something, Earthquake? I remember what it felt like to be underneath your massive frame as you came crashing down on my ribcage. And I also remember you, Dino Bravo, and Jimmy Hart laughing out loud as they rolled me out in that stretcher, man. I remember the tears in the eyes of all my little Hulksters, wondering if this was really the end of Hulkamania. A question that even I wondered about myself. But most of all, I remember the outpouring of all my Hulkamaniacs, all their cards, man, all their letters, and thank God for all their prayers. And I also remember the man who was leading the charge of all my Hulkamaniacs, the big bad tugboat. You know something, Earthquake? The memory is still fresh in my mind of you and Dino Bravo double-teaming the tugboat, making sure he wouldn't be in my corner here at SummerSlam. And that's why we're dedicating this match tonight to the Tugster. And it's also why your plan's not gonna work, Earthquake. Because I'm not going into the ring on my own tonight. I've got the big boss man on my side, making sure that justice will be served.
Let me tell you something, Earthquake. Dino Bravo, Jimmy Hart, this is Philadelphia, where many other rights of the people were first formulated. But the only rights you three are entitled to are the right to be beaten into silence. The right to have millions of fans present during that beating, and the right to a swift and impartial trial with Justice Judge Hogan presiding.
Ah, big boss man, I can tell you your founding fathers would be mighty proud.
You know something, that's right, Mean Gene. Another chapter in American history will be written tonight. And just as Thomas Boss Man Jefferson stood at the side of George Washington Hogan as I chopped down the cherry tree with the 24-inch pythons, we'll chop you down, Earthquake, and the Hulkster never tells a lie. So what you gonna do when the Hulkster and the big boss man pass their constitutional rights on to you?
I can hardly wait for this one, Vince. Let's get back to you.
Thank you. for sweet Mary. In our story, have we nothing left to give? But don't we all know, baby, if we're pressed to, that that's the way we live? Tell me why.
Okay, my man. But where are you from, man?
I don't know.
How's everything in the pimp business?
Huh?
Do I know you?
No. Do I know you?
Get out of here. Come on, get lost, huh?
Do I know you? How's Iris? You know Iris?
No, you know I don't Iris. Know nobody named Iris. Iris, come on, get out of here, man.
You don't know anybody by the name of Iris?
I don't know nobody named Iris.
No?
Hey, get back to your fucking tribe before you get hurt, huh, man? Do me a favor. I don't want no trouble, huh? Okay?
You got a gun?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of here.
Suck on this.
In the still of the night, I feel my heart beating heavy, telling me I'm gonna have more. In the shadow of night, I see the full moon rise, telling me what's in store. I'm starting to my body, started shaking it up.
No, I just wanna be close to you. Thank you for your remarkable hospitality, Darlington. I'd like to thank God for such a wonderful day, the magnificent Thunder, Choir Boys, Poison, Aerosmith, and your good selves. No! Thank you once again for your wonderful hospitality. Have the safest journey home. It's a pleasure to spend the night with you. God bless you. I love you. See you again.
Sad to say, it's time.